Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Available on your desktop, laptop, and mobile device. Now, unfortunately left to their own devices, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. You can spend less time shipping, more time selling. And talking about time, you still got time to give us a bzzz at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's bzzz, 888-723-4630.
CB from Chicago, Illinois is on the line with us, Griff, known as CB on eBay. Hey, CB, what's your question or comment today?
Oh, I was going to talk about feedback, because you guys were looking at the feedback stuff. And one of the things I've been thinking about calling in related to that, I understand that feedback's not as big a deal now as it once was and all that, but I also sort of look at feedback, and I'm sure we're all ingrained with it after all these years, so
sure,
I think we do take it into account. I had a buyer who had private feedback. I don't remember how much feedback it was, you know, how many actual transactions. It may have been low, may not have been, but he had made it private, and I was getting nervous. It was a fairly high cost item, and his ID, you know, so I don't give the actual ID, but his ID amounted to, the ID was sort of a phrase that amounted to, no, I didn't do it, not me.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be a good one. And here's an example of why you just can't make assumptions, because it was probably one of the easiest, smoothest transactions I had.
Oh.
There you go.
What an odd user ID, though.
You never know.
But in the meantime, you know, I was also thinking about why people need feedback, if it's not important. There are still a lot of sellers who won't sell. I mean, they even say it in their listings that they won't sell to somebody with zero feedback, or if you have anything less than a certain amount of feedback, you've got to contact me, which, okay, I can maybe see that, but still, there's a lot of that. And then, of course, as a seller, lots of people are reluctant, and I mean, I've even been somewhat wary of people with zero feedback as a buyer, but with the, like you say, the eBay guarantee, it really helps. It does. It helped my confidence in buying from those people.
Yeah, and it's an assumption that people make that I think in the old days might have been not as dangerous. Putting in your listing that you don't want people to bid on your item or purchase your item for any reason. So whatever that reason is, you are handing business to your competitor. You are basically saying, no, I don't want you. Give your money to that guy. I don't want your money. Give your money over. Without any evidence to show that this person is somehow not deserving of your business.
I'll tell you, I've gotten several. Again, I sell things that are unique, older items, one of a kind. I've had several people actually log in for the first time on eBay just to buy my items.
Exactly. That's exactly the case. We brought, our marketing campaigns brought 2 million brand new active buyers, not people who registered and walked away. They registered and they purchased 2 million of these people in the third quarter of this year. 2 million of these buyers. The assumption that somehow their money is going to put you at risk somehow is just ludicrous.
And what if all eBay sellers did that? There wouldn't be anything for anybody to buy.
Except
there would never
those.
Be anything bought.
Right.
Somebody is always a newbie.
Somebody
All
is,
of us were newbies.
Exactly. So I do get a lot of new buyers, and I am more than happy to sell to them. I'll sell to anyone who has the money to pay for the stuff. I don't care anything about, oh, you're new to eBay? Well, I can't trust you. Great message to send. Great way to get a potentially good future buyer, never to buy from you again or ever, but maybe never buy on eBay. So, you know, internally, when I talk with people about sellers and my experience with sellers and, you know, what sellers need and what they want, and, you know, we'll talk about sellers and I'll say, well, you know, we have to keep in mind that there are a lot of people who come to eBay who they're good people. I'm not saying they're not. They're good people. But they just don't have any business experience, and they tend to view everything through a lens of the world's out to get me, and I have to protect myself by saying things like, I'm not taking your bid or your purchase if you got zero feedback. And then that same person will say, my sales, I'm not selling anything. Yeah.
CB, have you ever turned anybody away?
Oh, no. I've never turned anyone away. And I can tell you that, again, having been on eBay since 1998, there was a time I actually considered where selling was safer than buying because at that time, you were telling people that they had to wait until their check cleared or until their card cleared or whatever you were using as payment method.
Yeah.
And the buyer is sitting there nervously hoping that the seller doesn't walk away. And so there was an advantage, and maybe some of the sellers remember that and like having that advantage. But as a buyer, since I was mostly a buyer, I was so happy when eBay put in the protections for buyers and they put in the protections for sellers. So I feel much more comfortable being a seller on eBay than I would other places. I mean, other places, there's no questions asked. You just do what our rules are, and that's it. On eBay, you know what your rules are. You can deal directly with the customer. You can interact, and I like working with people on eBay a lot.
Sure, me too.
CB, we love working with you, too.
Yes, we do.
Thank you for your call today, as
sure.
always. Happy holidays
you.
To you.
Another great perspective from
yes.
a great eBay seller.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Dorinda, another great eBay seller, Phoenix, Arizona, known as Drindy, D-R-I-N-D-Y on eBay. Hello, Dorinda. Welcome back. What's your question or comment today?
Hi. I had a question. It's probably not active content, but I sell a lot of blankets and pillowcases, and sometimes I have one that will complement the other, and I want to put a link in my comments.
Sure.
Are we allowed to do that?
If it's an eBay link. You mean in your description?
As long as it's an eBay link.
Yeah, eBay links are okay.
Yes. Okay.
So
right.
here's a thought.
Here's
a thought. Instead of putting a link, why don't you have a promotion for these, in this particular case, these bedding items, where you say,
okay.
You know, here's a matching, you know, complimentary items to this one. You know, 5-10% off or free shipping if you buy three, some sort of promotion. That's going to do a lot more than just putting a link in your listing.
Okay.
Because a link in your listing isn't going to show them the item. A promotion is going to show them a picture of the item.
Okay. All right. I think I hadn't done that in the past because I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Oh, it's not too difficult.
Just
go to Seller Hub.
The new system is probably, in Seller Hub, it's probably easier.
It's pretty easy.
The last time I tried to do it is with the old system, and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, if you can't figure it out, email me. But, yeah, you should be using promotions. If you aren't, your competitors are, and they're going to beat you at your game.
Dorinda, go for it. Let us know how it works for you. Thank you for calling today.
All right.
Happy holidays to you.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
You're
got
welcome.
A quick story, Griff.
Go ahead.
It's a woman named Sharon Ray.
Sharon?
47-year-old woman, also known as Sharon Crowley. She was married to a guy named David Crowley, who had a contract with QVC for disposal of returned cosmetics. Think about this. QVC, millions of tubes of lipstick and mascara and everything sold every year on QVC. So he had the contract to get all the returns, all right? He let his wife pick through the returned merchandise during weekly visits to his warehouse, and then she took those and she sold the goods on eBay, as well as to at least 23 distributors, some of whom also resold the cosmetics on eBay. Then she and her husband split the proceeds. Pretty good business, actually. This arrangement began in 2005. It continued after the couple divorced several years later from 2009 through 2014. She raked in some $1.6 million doing this. What do you think went wrong, Griff?
I don't know. What went wrong?
She failed to report that income to the IRS.
Well, no. You're kidding.
I am dead serious.
Oh, no.
$1.6 million. I don't know. They finally caught up with her. She pled guilty to one count of filing a false tax return and filed amended returns as part of a plea agreement. Included in the returns were payment of taxes and penalties totaling $590,000. Just wanted you all to know why it's important that you need to report your eBay earnings to the IRS.
Ooh, that's really bad. Yeah.
She got off pretty well. She didn't have to go to jail.
Yeah, but
still. Could have been worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you know, a lesson learned.
Yeah, exactly. But what a great business. It's too bad because this was a good business. If she had just, she could have been still doing this if she had just, and maybe she still is, who knows, if she had just reported her earnings. Because there's nothing wrong with that business model.
No, there's nothing wrong with it at all. Except there was just a little missing part there.
Yeah.
You gotta pay. It's only fair.
I know. And we all hate to pay our taxes.
No.
Who loves to pay them?
No. I disagree.
Really?
I'll tell you why when I get back.
Okay.
This segment
Griff
was brought
loves
to
pay taxes.
I do. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up next, this week's closing segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
So what do you want for the holidays this year?
I already know what I'm getting. A peek into $230 billion in eBay transactions.
Wow, you must be planning to make a lot of sales in Q4.
I am, thanks to Terapeak.
Terapeak?
Terapeak lets me monitor and analyze more than $230 billion in eBay transactions. I can see everything that's sold on 22 eBay marketplaces worldwide for the past 3 years.
How does it work?
Terapeak gives me key metrics for any product. Average selling price, total sales, number of sellers, shipping costs, listing formats, and a whole lot more. So I know which items are hot and how to price them. And I can monitor my competition. I couldn't run my business without it.
Well, now I want Terapeak too, and not just for the holidays.
You can try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Happy holidays.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 432.
Every seller has some, those dead items that just won't sell. Joe DeMarco is known on eBay as top-rated seller Hubcap Joe's and on YouTube as Crazy NY Driver. He has a tip on bringing those listings back to life.
One of the things I've been using with much success is Lockdown Manager. I usually run a sale for 2 weeks. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, I will start another sale, but not on the exact same items. Maybe I'll do 600 for the first 2 weeks, and then I'll run a sale on another 600 for the next 2 weeks and spread it around and let everybody get a chance to go on sale. And that usually works pretty well.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, a show where you can air your eBay laundry, sweep away your shipping cares, even vacuum your dusty inventory. Now, actually living in a vacuum, here's Griffin Lee.
Excuse me. Today's closing segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software. your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. No, you said we all hate paying taxes.
Yeah.
I don't.
And why not?
Because I consider it a privilege and a civic duty to help pay my share, and I look at it as purchasing. I don't look as paying. I am purchasing services, security.
Roads, infrastructure.
I'm paying for providing for people who cannot provide for themselves, sustenance and hopefully housing so that they can live a life as a human being. I'm paying for civil society. I'm paying for my participation in civilization.
I will never again ever say that because you are so right.
And I, what I do hope for is, and I would work for, is making sure that it's fair, it's a fair system, and it's efficient.
And that the money goes to the right places.
Well, no, wait a minute.
Yes. Do not want to build a bridge to nowhere.
Wait a minute.
Rather pay for a child who needed medical care.
So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, instead of worrying about that the money goes, you know, where I think it should go is, voting for people who I know will do the right thing with that money, even if it means that I don't always personally agree with it. It would be impossible to run a government where everyone gets everything they need and no one spends any money on something they disagree
with. I agree with you. Generally, when I vote, I vote for somebody who I think is going to carry what I want to be carried to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and that's the right
thing. So I agree with you on that. But in fact, I agree with you on everything, and I've changed my mind now about taxes. I will never say that again, because you're right.
Right.
You want to read upcoming events?
Yes.
Okay,
why not?
I'll start.
I just have to get to them.
I'll start. Okay. By the way, these events, our event calendar, is on our archive site, also known as our podcast site. It's voicemarketingradio.com. And on every page, there is, if you look at the top in the links, there's seller resources. If you hover over that and then click in the little drop-down box, seller events, you'll get our calendar. So the first one is December 9th, which is in 2 days, Saturday. Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group is going to have a meetup from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Atlanta Expo Center South. And they're going to do a treasure hunting trip at the Atlanta Expo with WorthPoint CEO Will Seiple. Space is limited. Reserve your spot as soon as possible.
On the Casa Grande online eBay sellers group meetup will take place on December 13th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Cookie Jar in Casa Grande, Arizona. And the topic will be Q&A about subjects of your choice. And bring your own dinner or dessert.
Calgary eBay Seller Group Meetup is happening Wednesday, December 13th at 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Alistair Ross Technology Center, Calgary Innovates in Calgary AB. Topic, sharing the eBay experience and the new environment for trade.
The Greater New York City eBay E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup will happen on Thursday, December 14th from 2017, obviously. From 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the New York Public Library Columbus branch in the basement community room. And that they're going to be talking about how to get those last-minute holiday sales.
January 12th, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. This is our first one of 2018. Friday, January 12th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Eden Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. The topic, eBay Q&A.
So now plan up for the South Florida eBay Sellers Meetup Group on Saturday, January 20th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Broward County Library at the 6th floor. It's going to be a day of networking, learning, and inspiration. The speakers will be Brian Burke, he's the Director of Community Development here at eBay, and Laura Chambers, the Vice President of Transportation Authentication and Consumer Selling at eBay. She'll be coming in via Skype, although Brian will be there in person. Patty Whitlock will be there. She's a top-rated seller, eBay trainer, and meetup organizer. Will Seiple will be there.
Wow.
And Dana Crawford, the CEO of Power Selling Mom, Inc., the Fast Track to Listing. It's going to be a big day.
So it's going to be a meetup seminar.
It's going to be.
Seminars all day from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It's going to be a meetup hootenanny.
Broward. Broward County Library. Then the last one we have is for January 22nd, Dallas eBabes and Emails Meetup from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Outback Steakhouse in Plano, Texas. Join us as we kick off 2018 with a visit from eBay's Brian Burke, Director of Community Development and Seller Evangelism. No charge for the meeting, but please plan to spend $20 on dinner.
Ooh, please do.
You know what I want you to have for me when you're there?
Well, I don't know if I'm going. I might.
If you don't go, anybody who's there, if you would just have it, eat it for me and call me and tell me how it was.
What?
Their delicious blooming onion.
Oh, God, they're like 3,000 calories.
I know. And I'm only allowed 1,200 calories a day.
So you can have one petal of the blossoming onion.
Exactly.
The blooming onion. Well, there you go. Those are our meetups through the rest of this year and into 2018.
And we'll be getting more as it goes by. And if you'd like to submit an event, if you're on our podcast archive page, it's on every single page up at the top. It says submit an event. You click on it and put on your meetup group and Griff and I'll talk about it.
You put on your meetup group shoes.
Well, now you got to go home and take care of our boy Howie there.
Yeah, I think he's got, well, he was supposed to have a company. I mean, we'll figure out. He's supposed to have an appointment, but I think.
Tell him we love him.
We'll do.
Have a good weekend. See you Tuesday.
This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software. We'll be live on Tuesday, December 12th with eBay Radio at 11 a.m. Join us then. Ask Griff and Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
The portability of today's online business makes entrepreneurship more liberating than ever. Think about it. Couples RV across the country, product sourcing and selling on eBay all the way. Many couples travel or even move overseas, and their businesses on eBay hardly miss a beat. Then there's the coffee shop crowd and the sit on a rock on the beach and list gang. To discover a taste of this liberation, move around your house. Bring a laptop outside on the porch or sunroom for an hour during the day. Try the Wi-Fi at the nearest coffee shop or, yes, even the beach. Today, the world really is your office.
This retail moment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.